This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
We continue our spring cleaning chat with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, last month we were talking about getting rid of that biofilm. If you can't see it, does that still mean that you need to clean?
Yeah, the important part to remember is the biofilm is actually microscopic. You can't see it. By the time the biofilm gets so large that you could, like, you know, I think we've probably all seen those calf pails where you can scrape your fingernail on the inside and you get that gunk underneath your fingernail. That is the biofilm. And by the time it becomes that bad that we can actually visibly see it, we certainly have a problem on our hands.
Yeah, and how you explain that, you know, it's just, it's more than a Clorox wipe. Really.
Yeah, and the point of the biofilm where it's advantageous for the bacteria is it helps keep the bacteria from drying out and it protects them from a lot of our disinfectant products that we use. So if we don't remove the biofilm and take it right down back to bare plastic, even though we put a disinfectant on it, the disinfectant will only kill the bacteria that are just on the surface of the biofilm that are exposed to the disinfectant. But a lot of disinfectants cannot penetrate into the biofilm itself. So all those bacteria harbored within the biofilm matrix itself, they're not killed and they go untouched and they continue to reproduce and ultimately slough back into the environment.
How often should the steps in this routine take place?
We have people that are doing this a couple times a week with their calf feeding equipment, like what I would call the deep clean. And then, of course, for outdoor calf hutches and calf penning, you know, we're bound by the weather based on our facilities if somebody can power wash their equipment to get the gross soil off. So, you know, there's just generally not as much cleaning and disinfection that happens for calf housing equipment in the winter, especially in the Midwest. But in other parts of the world where it's warm, you know, we just need thawing temperatures. And at least in the Midwest, we're looking forward to that coming here soon.
And the day's getting longer, and as spring cleaning continues, we're also seeing some people out there putting in the effort but not really getting the results.
You know, people spend a lot of time and a lot of elbow grease doing things that aren't effective. And a lot of times you talk to people about sanitation and disinfection, they say, oh, I don't need to add any more time to my routine. And what I always try to explain to them is, you know, a lot of that elbow grease is actually ineffective at breaking up the biofilm anyways. So for a lot of times we can actually bring in more effective product line like the chlorinated alkaline detergent and the chlorine dioxide. We actually save labor from people, and they're cost-effective to do, so we don't increase costs anyways.
And the reason we're focusing on this, an important reminder for calf health.
You know, calves are on a teeter-totter every single day of their immune system and how much pathogen load they're exposed to, and the better job we do of cleaning and disinfecting, we just reduce that pathogen level that they're exposed to, and they got a better chance of staying healthy.
Thanks, Ryan. Dr. Ryan Leiderman is Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. If you'd like to ask Ryan a question, simply email him. The email address is askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Many factors at play for agriculture in regard to the COVID-19 virus, and with all that said, National Milk Producers Federation spokesperson Alan Birga says there may be a silver lining for the dairy industry.
I think one thing that is really promising at this point is the idea of the USDA making some direct purchases of dairy products for distribution with food banks, because people certainly are going to be needing food banks in the next few months. At the same time, the entire dairy supply chain, the producer and the processor, would benefit a lot from these purchases. There's a lot of cheese that needs to go somewhere, as well as shelf-stable milk, and there are people that need those products.
We'll have more tomorrow on our Policy Thursday with National Milk's Chris Galen. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.